From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Hurricane Earl, the latest major storm of the Atlantic hurricane season, has reached Category 4 status. Earl, which is lashing the northeastern Caribbean, now has maximum sustained winds of 135 miles an hour. With warnings up for the Puerto Rican islands, the storm has already caused some flooding in low-lying parts of the Leeward Islands and has been picking up strength. Earl is currently on a course that could threaten the eastern U.S. later this week. Former pitcher Roger Clemens pleaded not guilty today to 6 charges of lying to congressional investigators. NPR's Mike Pesca reports the plea entered in federal court stems from Clemens' testimony, where the pitcher denied using performance-enhancing drugs.
He's won 7 Cy Young Awards, more than any pitcher, but Roger Clemens has been met with only disappointment so far in his quest to challenge accusations of steroid use. In 2007, a report prepared by former Senator George Mitchell named Clemens as a steroid and human growth hormone user. The 354-game winner fought back, eventually asking for a congressional hearing to clear his name. The hearing, held in 2008, is the source of his current legal troubles. The indictment against him cites 15 different false statements under oath. If convicted, Clemens faces up to 30 years in prison, although under sentencing guidelines, it's unlikely he would serve more than 2 years. No player who's admitted to performance-enhancing drug use has had to serve prison time. Mike Pesca, NPR News.
President Obama, just back from his vacation, is calling on Congress to pass an aid package for small business when it returns to Washington. Speaking in the White House Rose Garden today, Mr. Obama said he'll have some other specific ideas to relay about the nation's economy in the days ahead. Among the areas the White House has said it's looking at extending Bush administration tax cuts due to expire this year for households earning less than $250,000 a year and upping the nation's investment in clean energy. Parents of 6 service members, including some who died in Iraq and Afghanistan, have sued Prudential Financial over life insurance policies. The parents allege Prudential collected substantial interest on the policies but paid much smaller sums, NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Prudential calls the policies alliance accounts. Beneficiaries are given so-called checkbooks. They can write a check to get the full amount of the death benefit or park the money with Prudential. The company invests the money and earns returns of 5% or more, but pays beneficiaries as little as 0.5%. Plaintiffs say the so-called checks are not accepted in many stores and that the policies are misleading. Prudential says the interest rate it pays is equal to that earned by checking and money market accounts and that it discloses the rate to beneficiaries. The accounts are being investigated by the Department of Veterans Affairs and by several states. The parents' lawsuit was filed in federal court in Massachusetts. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
A rough start to the week for Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 140 points today. That's more than 1% to close at 10,009. You're listening to NPR. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano says their plans now call for the use of unmanned drones to patrol the Mexican border in East Texas. It's part of an effort to curtail smuggling activities and improve border security. In a conference call today, Napolitano said use of the unmanned drones to provide intelligence to border agents on the ground is scheduled to begin this week. Previously, unmanned aircraft had been used, but only in a narrow part of West Texas. The government, which has 3 unmanned drones patrolling the southern border, has plans to add 3 more by next year. Canada-based Research in Motion has avoided a ban on its BlackBerry services in India. Indian law enforcement prepared a test system that will let the government monitor encrypted emails and instant messages. Veer Singh reports India is worried about the popular service and its possible use by terrorists.
Research in Motion had until the end of August to set up a mechanism to let Indian security agencies read scrambled messages sent through BlackBerry phones or else have its services banned. Just a day ahead of the deadline that would have affected more than 1 million BlackBerry users, the government says it has temporarily withdrawn the threat, as the company says it will allow what it calls lawful access to encrypted data. India says officials will spend the next 60 days evaluating a system that Research in Motion has set up for this purpose. The company has consistently said that it has a single global standard for access to encrypted messages and that it does not make special allowances for any one government. For NPR News, I'm Veer Singh in New Delhi.
Crude oil prices were up 47 cents a barrel to close at $74.70 a barrel. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.